Yes. Welcome to my podcast, Live Healed a Lifestyle. I am your host, Karazon Houston, and I am so glad to see that you came stop by to listen to what I have to say today because it is going to be good, okay? I'm going to talk briefly about transmuting your energy. There's things in life that matter and there's things in life that don't, okay? Just because it is matter, just because it's tangible, just because it comes to you, just because it's in your face, just because somebody come to you with it, just because it is a thing, doesn't mean it has to be your thing. When energy reaches your vibration or come into your space or your energy and you really didn't choose it, then you have the option to literally transmute that energy into something else. For example, say that you're at work and someone come into your place of employment and they bring this energy with them because they're having a bad day. You didn't ask for this. You've been having a good day. You're a very good worker. You enjoying yourself. You're happy. You woke up good. You're feeling good. Everything is great. Then you get this person that's going through H-E-L-L seemingly. And their energy, you could feel as soon as they walk in. They got a look on their face and people are speaking to them. They're not speaking back. They're not just somebody that you could just feel the energy right away. So you encounter them because you're taking care of them and they're being rude and disrespectful and all of this stuff. You know, the first thing that we want to do is replicate. We want to mirror them because we feel disrespected. Right? We want to match their energy because we feel like they're doing this to me, so I kind of need to do it back. And I'm not saying we do this intentionally or, you know, some people are intentionally like that, but for the most part, it's kind of a thing that happens naturally. However, you have control over this. You can stop in your tracks and say, you know what, or decide beforehand who you're going to be and how you're going to be. You don't allow people to have that type of power over you. Like I said, you were having a good day and now suddenly this person come having a bad day and now you're going to have a bad day. No. We're not going to do that. We're going to decide beforehand that we're not going to give people our power, allow them to have this type of control over us, and we're going to be the complete polar opposite of them. Maybe you being the complete polar opposite of them might make them feel better. You might brighten their day. Maybe they just encountered somebody who was being just like them and they needed to feel something different. Maybe you were put in place to bless them. You never know. You know what I mean? There are some people that when you do act extra nice, when they're upset, they're going to think that you're being fake and all this extra stuff, but you still got to stay in alignment with who you were before this person even came around you. Transmuting your energy involves taking the energy that is being put before you, that hits you, that wants to bounce, that wants to impede you, and let it bounce off you and create another energy. Use the energy that they're giving you to create more positive energy so that everybody can feel it and say that you handled it well. So that person can possibly leave out feeling different. Maybe they'll break down and start crying and thank you. You never know, but mostly you're going to feel good within yourself because you didn't allow yourself to succumb to this energy. Transmuting energy can happen at all times. I want to talk about sexual energy. People, humans, we often get sexually frustrated. We often want to have some type of sexual release because we're human. We're made this way. We're created this way. There are people who have problems with masturbation, so they go seek porn so that they can get themselves where they want to be, right? Sexually. Instead of doing this, or they go find someone that they can sleep with or whatever the case is. But instead of doing this, you can literally pull that energy from your gonads, which is your sexual area, your gonad energy, and you could pull it up wherever you want it to be. You can go work out. You can pull it up to your brain. It really goes through your spinal cord. Your spinal cord is like a road which your energy flows up and down. Okay, so you could push that energy all the way up to your third eye, to your brain, you know, to wherever you want it to be, to your heart. You know, you can go and do something heartfelt for somebody instead of getting off. You can go and read a book or write something or paint or draw instead of getting off. You can go and toss the basketball and work out, right? You can transmute energy in so many different kind of ways, energy that you probably shouldn't engage in, or energy that you're trying to stop, right? Say someone who likes to drink or smoke and they want to quit. And every time they think about drinking or smoking, they can go paint. They can go running. They can go draw and paint, all the things that I named. They can go do things instead of smoking or drinking. It just takes that one moment of decision. One moment of decision. This quick little story, and then I'm going to end this. When I went to the military, and they asked me to run 4 miles. And I had never ran 4 miles before. Most of us hadn't. This was not a part of our lifestyle. So I'm wondering why they didn't just start me off with a mile, you know? Anyway, I had to run 4 miles. I was struggling. So my petty officer, which was the person in charge of me, he put something into my head, and it never left. And this was 1998. It never left me. He said to mind over matter. Mind over matter, Houston. Mind over matter. And it just hit me when he said it. It was like every time you take a step that is hard, you say mind over matter, mind over matter, mind over matter, mind over matter. Just keep saying it for every time you feel a pain, every time it hurts, just say mind over matter, and you feel it in your core. Mind over matter. Mind over matter. You have the power. You are powerful. Yes, habits are going to stick. Yes, you're going to do things and experience things that kind of take control of you sometimes. But the more prominent you get in being a master of yourself, you can transmute your energy at any time. At any time. So I just want to leave that with you today, because I feel that a lot of people feel that they don't have control over their situation, over their life, over their habits, over their flaws or faults, or whatever you might be mirroring from the world. But you do. You do. You can clean your house one corner at a time. You can clean your car. Just take the day off. Just take the day off. Don't take the day off to sleep in. Take the day off to go clean your car and spend hours doing it. Cleaning out every crevice. You know, take the day off and just go rest. Anyway, peace and power to whoever hears this message, because this can be the glue that makes your life stick to what you want it to stick to. This could be the answer to what you are seeking the answer to. Peace and power. Thank you for listening. This is Live Heal the Lifestyle. I am here to heal my inner child, to help the woman that I used to be, and to attract the woman that I am becoming. Bye.